Thank you. is that the layers continue. Continue to be stripped away. Each time uncovering a center more brilliant and
William Parker and something from his Painter's Winter trio outing with Daniel Carter at trumpet and reeds and clarinets and flutes, Hammond Drake at the drums, William Parker at the bass, also some shakuhachi and trombonium work on the release, and of course providing all the compositions. And that was Groove 77 from Painter's Winter, just released on the Fidelity recording label. Prior to that, from a 2017 release featuring Elaine Michener at voice and Alexander Hawkins at the piano, the Hawkins-Michener Quartet, and a piece entitled The Miracle You from the album Uproot, with Neil Charles at double bass and Stephen Davis at drums to round out the Hawkins-Michener Quartet. You can find that on the Intact recording label. Prior to that, a piece from Janelle Moondock for this week, from the album The Zookeeper's House, released on Relative Pitch Recordings. That was the El Daoud, Alice Coltrane composition, of course. Jamil Moondock at alto sax, Hiller Green at the bass, Newman Taylor Baker at the drums, with Steve Swell at trombone and Roy Campbell at the trumpet. Jamil Moondock. Prior to that, the Ratchet Orchestra from their release Coco Swirl, released in 2019, I believe, on the Ambiance Magnetic recording label. Raised Static Backstage was the name of that piece. Nicholas Kaloya, of course, leading the orchestra with many, many talented Montreal-based creative musicians, and it has been announced that they will be performing live in just a few weeks' time, October 28th at the Sala Rosa. Tickets are available as we speak. Prior to that, we heard from new music from Jessica Bavone, the viola player, and a piece entitled Holt, taken from her release Lull, which features an 8-piece string ensemble, along with featured soloist. And we heard Brian Chase there as a percussion soloist throughout for that piece Holt. Jessica Bavone, as I say, at viola. Amini Newman and Charlotte Mudwood at violins, Abby Swidler at the viola, along with Jessica, Christopher Hoffman and Megan Burke at the cellos, and Cheyenne Dahlberger and Nicholas Joswiak at double bass. You can find that on Chaikin Recordings, Jessica Pavone and Lull. And we started off with Moor Mother, as mentioned, from the newly released Black Encyclopedia of the Air, just out on the Anti recording label, and a piece entitled Clock Fight. There we are. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT 90.3 FM with your host, John B. If you're looking for details, because you missed it because I slurred it regarding the music played here in the program, do go to jazzamok.blogspot.com/blogspot.ca for all the deets, as they say. One more piece of music to play for this morning before we call it a Jazz Amok for this week. Next week we will be preempted in order that the Morning Detour can celebrate their third year on the air here at CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Congrats to them, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks. And thanks again for listening this morning. Hope you enjoyed the program, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take good care. We're going to close with some Sun Ra.
Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about LawCast broadly. Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée au droit qui vise à en rendre le jargon plus accessible tout en évaluant de manière critique ses institutions. I'm Christophe, your host for this month's edition of Legalese. Today on the show, we'll be talking about proof of vaccination policies in Canadian universities and explore why Quebec universities stand out. Unlike many of their counterparts across the country, universities in Quebec have so far opted not to adopt proof of vaccination requirements on their campuses. Before the start of the fall semester, a group of McGill profs banded together with one major demand of the administration: that it impose a vaccine mandate. The administration was quick to shut down the idea. It insists that such a mandate violates the law in Quebec. Richard Gold is a professor at McGill's faculties of law and medicine. He's been advocating for a stricter health policy at the university. He spoke to Legalese's co-producer, Michelle Pucci. Here's their conversation.
Before we get started, could you just introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Richard Gold. I'm a professor at the Faculty of Law and also in the Faculty of Medicine.
So back in August, you signed not one, but two letters proposing new COVID-19 protocol at McGill. Can you explain just briefly what the demands are?
So the letter was really addressed to the legal issues that the university put forward. The university claimed at various dates that it could not impose any type of requirement in respect of vaccines, coming up with different reasons that changed and never really explained itself. What we addressed was a proposal that had been addressed, what we proposed was a series of steps adopted by other